Hey guys, Vance Helsing from the future here, doing this edit. I was not a part of this episode, so some of the audio quality may be a little different, and it may come off as a little weird, but I promise in the next episode I will be back and we'll have all the audio issues figured out. So thank you guys so much for watching, and back to the show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Marvel Rivals Review Podcast, the podcast where four men in their 30s talk all things Marvel Rivals, from the news to the balance and all the inevitable drama that comes with being an online community. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, The Heater Work.
Hey, hey. Hello, hello.
And Florida Man MD.
What's up, y'all?
Vance Helsing normally joins us, but he made a deal with his wife to go on date night. So, you know, I was under the impression pods before broads, but
the audacity.
Crazy. Take his wife on a nice dinner.
Yeah.
How dare he?
Yeah.
We'll have a discussion with him. So, how's your guys' week been since we shot an episode?
man, my week has been pretty crazy. I did a lot of moving around and cleaning and working and meetings. But Friday, we here.
Nice.
Mine was the same. Yeah, pretty much. I also was in the middle of a 7-day straight of shifts. So now I'm off work, which is really nice. And so I'll be off my 7 off now. So I'm off until next Thursday.
That's my preferred state of being. There's like at work and then off work. And while I love my job, I love not doing anything more.
Yeah.
The boundary setting is nice for sure. It definitely helps to have a clear separation between, you know, when I'm working and when I am not working. So
absolutely.
Yeah.
I had an experience yesterday. It was yesterday. I went to put on a pair of jeans for the first time in a minute. My mom just bought me at Christmas. She bought me some size 34 jeans, and I go to put them on and they didn't fit. And I'm like,
oh,
okay. They're like 3 months old, and I'm like, this sucks. They still had the tags on them, so I had to go to Walmart. Buy new jeans for my road trip tomorrow.
And where are you going? I forgot.
I'm going to Tennessee, then we're going to Georgia, and then we're going to Florida. We're going to the Keys.
Hey, nice.
The bison.
You'll be in my turf.
Like, but you know, Grandpa wants to buy some fish. We're gonna go get the man some fish.
Fun. That's awesome. Have you been to the Keys before?
No. I've been to Florida, but just the Panhandle.
Okay, yeah. Wait, why the Panhandle? Of all the places, no offense to anyone of my fellow Floridians that lives in the Panhandle, but like of all the places in Florida to go.
Yeah. Go to Weddington Beach. Dude, oh, nice.
Yeah, my aunt was lovely. Moving there, so we had to move. But that was like 20 years ago. And that was my last time in Florida. Mm. I was in South Carolina for schooling in the Navy.
Yeah,
that's kind of Florida.
No, it's not.
It's humid as well.
There is nowhere else in the U.S. that is kind of Florida.
Yeah. Like, you had a taste of salt water in the air. It's beautiful.
I don't know. There's alligators, you know. It's humid. Yeah, kind of similar. There's water. It's on the ocean.
There's water. Ish. It's in the U.S.
Yeah. And it's white.
Similar.
I'm allowed to one sit.
All right. This is a Rivals podcast, guys. How have your weeks in Rivals been?
Heater, you want to go first?
Yeah. I can go first. My week has been Spidey, Spider-Man in it, learning all these crazy techs and these movements and learning how to flank and use other routes.
Throwing games left, right, and tossing
mute on my team chats. No one can say anything to me. I can't hear nothing. I'm in la la land.
Listening to that song in the background. La, da, 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 whatever, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, spinning webs at people from distance.
Nice. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I have something I want to say about that.
Yeah, my week in Rivals has been pretty minimal from my end. I just got off work, you know, yesterday, and so that was the first day I really played much Rivals this week. I mostly played some quick play. I did try to grind some competitive today, and I pretty much ended even. I think I'm like low diamonds 2, I think, still currently. Hoping to hit GM this half season. We'll see how that goes, but Yeah, it's been rough sometimes. I think I've played too many characters, so I'm trying to cut that down. Because when I play Thor, my win rate is really good. So I just need to insta-lock Thor and let other people fill.
I would say, like, my general thought on it is, like, if you can play two characters in each role, you're probably solid. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's a good rule I have.
Yeah.
I also have been playing a lot of quick play, sporadically. You know, tilting out the usual, the usual. We're going to talk about quick play a little bit because I got problems. I have not been playing as much comp, so I'm still like GM3, almost GM2.
Right.
No, I haven't been playing, but I have reason to grind it now because when I was looking through all my buddies' profiles like I do, and one of my buddies is about to hit Celestial and I can't let him do it.
Ooh. So I'm like,
I gotta prove myself, so I got some motivation when I get back from Florida. He's probably gonna hit it by the time I get back.
Yeah, you never know. Or he could go on a massive loss streak, which I don't wish upon anybody, to be clear, but you know,
I'd love to see my friends
fall. No, the worst. I mean, that is just how it goes sometimes. You'll just have like a win and a loss streak, and it's just, it is what it is. Yeah,
it is. I've been losing a lot in quick play. It's funny, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but my comp win rate is like 65%, but my quick play win rate on like all characters is like 40. And there he is. He's grinding right now. He heard me on the podcast. I just saw him come on. But yeah, my win rate in quick play is horrendous. And
dang.
Yeah, it's horrendous. All right. So I want to take a second and I want to thank you to all the people that have been joining the Discord and adding to our conversation. I appreciate that. Please join our Discord. There will be a link in the description below. Florida Man has been putting a lot of work into making that a pretty awesome space, honestly. And
Thank you.
And I want to say with that Discord, join it, because starting next Saturday, we want to do pugs on weeks where we're not shooting episodes. So what I'm saying is we just want people to come in so we can play games with, you know, have a good time, drink some beers or not. You don't have
But drink some beers.
Just have some fun with the community. I think it'll be a great time. So join that for next Saturday. We even have even set up a really nice pug system.
Still in the Discord, guys. Come check it out.
Yeah, so the way it'll work, if people haven't seen it, is once we have enough people to run like 6v6, anybody at any time in the community can just hold a scrim game. So just to plug that system real quick, it's really fun. I've done it in a couple of other Discord servers that I've been a part of previously, and so I wanted to bring it to the Rivals of You Discord server. And yeah, once we get the people for it, just at any time of day, people, if there's 12 people sitting in the lobby and they want to do a scrim, they can. There's like a NMR system. There's like, it's got everything. It's pretty neat. So yeah, come join the Discord. Give it a shot.
Yeah, nice. Also, we're going to have a new Twitch starting next week. We ran into some technical issues with it today, but we want to stream our live episodes on the Marvel Rivals Review's own Twitch, which is just twitch.tv/TheMarvelRivalsReview. So please follow that if you haven't. We're going to do that. And also, you can send any questions and inquiries to our email at TheMarvelRivalsReview@gmail.com. All right, good. All right, moving on. Vance, if you're hearing this in post, start playing in the arms of an angel, because I'm on my knees out here begging the community, our listeners, to hit that like button.
Hit that like button.
Oh my goodness.
Subscribe.
Second of your time, please.
That went a very different direction. I thought you were about to flame the supports again.
Leave.
Jump right back into it.
Yeah. And tell me what you think about boosted support, please.
Bless it.
Heat support events under that one. Please, we're begging you. We want to interact with you more. Bring it. All right. Speaking of comments and reviews, I'd like to read out a couple of things that I've really, really made my day reading some of these comments. From Luca, been loving the Marvel Rivals, and this podcast keeps me up to date, and it has such funny and great hosts. 10 out of 10. Thank you so much, Luca.
Hey, yes, shout out, Luca. You.
But you've also caused an internal stress, a division in our ranks now. And we have to find out who is the funniest host. So I'm going to add a poll to Spotify that's going to last for 2 weeks. We have real stakes riding on this. Well, it's going to be something. We're going to have to shave heads, do something. But we're going to have stakes riding on.
I will not be shaving my head.
All right. Here's the real stakes.
We'll come up with something.
The real stakes is you just have to give a heartfelt confession on the live next episode that the winner of that poll is indeed the most funny and good-looking host.
That is the heat of work. Yes.
We also got a comment from Dallas Shawls. Vance removed that.
He removed it. We're not censoring media here.
Best take on duelists I've heard. Insta-lock duelists and them go 4-12. As a Vanguard maid and flex player, they get so pissy if you call them out and ask for a change.
True.
I feel that.
True, Dallas.
I feel that in my soul.
It does happen.
Joshua Wilson says about our last episode, great episode. I personally love all the buffs and nerfs of the seasons, but here's the thing.
Yeah, keep it coming. I don't care.
That never gets old. Despite what my ranks teammates will tell
just
me.
Just come to the Discord and say it. Just spam the Discord. Everybody.
Noah
says, I can't read these fantastic comments because they are invisible for me. I'm going to have to flame my supports for this. Here's the thing. It was me.
He's not even here.
Yeah.
Not even here, and he's already shilling for the funniest toast. I see how it is.
I hate our viewers. I love you guys, but I hate that joke. All right.
Nah, it's peak. It's peak.
It's peak.
Okay. Yeah, that's a W for me.
Thank you guys for the comments. It means a lot to have you to know that we're producing good content and that people enjoy listening to it. So,
yeah.
So news. This is in no particular order, but the first thing I would like to talk about is the token conversion feature they added. You hear this?
Oh, yeah.
You hear about this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's so, like, 1,000 to 100, I think, to blue credits. Yeah. Once you finish, like, the entire battle pass, right?
True.
Yeah.
True. Okay. So, like, that's amazing, honestly. Like, you can probably not over the course of one season, but the course over maybe, like, 2 or 3 seasons, you can get a free skin out of that. Like, even as much as, like, a free legendary skin. That's pretty dope.
I say any free currency is good currency, so.
Yeah,
it's nice. Yes.
Yeah.
When it comes to microtransactions, they're doing their thing. Like, I don't like them overall, but I don't mind giving them the money.
Right. I feel like it's a fair system that they have so far from what I've seen.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about the servers going down the other day. So if nobody knew about this, the servers went down for, like, I don't know, 6 hours, if that.
Was it that long?
I don't know. I made that number up. Yeah. I just know the servers went down and then they came back up. but when it came back up, NetEase apologized for it and they gave everybody 200 units.
What do you think about that?
That's about $2. That's $2 American. About
a couple dollars. You guys are okay. Here you go. I mean, I guess. I mean, I'll take it. A lot of times servers go down and we don't get anything. So,
does this put a precedent on? This is my question. Does it put a precedent on what NetEase values their time as? So let's say they went down for 3 hours. Are they telling us that our 3 hours is worth $2 to them? And that's about on average. Is that what they're saying?
Interesting. Hey, man,
it's free. I'm not gonna smack the hand that feeds me, you know.
Right. I mean it was a very nice gesture. I think, like, it's probably good for them as a very, you know, not young studio, but a young game that, like, blew up really, really well. It does kind of communicate a level of, like, respect for the people that, like, invest a lot of time into the game. And, like, you know, especially for the people that, like, you know, for some of them, like, you know, Rivals is their income source, like all the streamers and content creators and all that, you know, and stuff like this. So it's for those people, the $2 is probably like very little for like losing, you know, 6 hours worth of like, you know, potential work content. But in general, I think it just like it shows a good level of care, I feel. So yeah.
Do you guys remember when Overwatch 2 launched?
You mean how?
Do you remember?
Yeah, I
remember. How long we waited to get into a game, and do you remember how we got absolutely nothing?
I remember 30,000 people being ahead of me in the queue. Almost.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I took a picture of that.
I didn't play then, but I heard about that. I think I started Overwatch 2 in season 2.
You didn't play Overwatch 1.
Nope, I did not play Overwatch 1.
Wow.
I did not really hear about Overwatch 1. Yeah, so I played Overwatch 2 on console, and then now this is my first like PC shooter with Rivals. Mm.
My sweet summer child.
I know. Yeah. I was adapting to like PC controls and like, you know, so many things.
You didn't survive the harsh winter that was the content.
Goat.
Nope.
Oh yeah! Oh my God!
No updates.
Nope. I was playing. I don't know what I was playing then. Killing Floor 2, probably.
Your positive attitude and upbeat personality now makes sense to me. You haven't paced.
Suffered as you have.
It all makes sense.
You nearly adopted the darkness.
He lives in Florida. It's always sunny. It's always warm. He never learned that. His life is just good. It makes sense now.
No winters here, boys. No winters here.
Oh.
Well, I'm happy.
No droughts in the tropics.
Oh. Okay. So moving on to the... So it's been, we're 2 weeks into season 1.5. How have you guys felt it's settled? Do you guys have any particular pain points with the season? Pleasant points? Pleasure points? Is that the right?
A good thing is strong, man. Oh my goodness. I did not expect him to be as strong, even after playing him. I'm like, okay. But like, no. He's just in your back line, stopping you from getting away. He's a lot stronger than I thought.
He's interesting. Yeah, I think he is definitely very strong. I also think that like he gets away with a lot of stuff a lot of times because like if the DPS look at him at all, he explodes and falls over most of the time.
Yeah,
they don't shoot him.
I feel like I'm like pumping into him and he just doesn't die. Like he does that hop and has that DR and I'm like chunking stuff at him and I'm like, oh, I'm never gonna kill. And then he just like punches and gets 50 more health. I'm like,
Yeah,
he's an invisible woman team up.
Yeah, that makes him really strong too. It is weird. He is good. I haven't spent enough time with him to really like get used to him myself. But as I've been playing a lot of invisible woman this season, and so playing invis, like he's kind of my hardest counter because like all of her kit is booping people, and yeah, I cannot boop him. So it's kind of an interesting challenge to play against him. I've gotten used to it now because there's a lot of things running around, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What things?
I do love shooting him with my web as Spider-Man and just sit him, watch him stand there.
It's nice as a tank player though to have a character that like Bucky can't just like hook into Narnia. You know,
yeah. So.
You're raising my temperature. You're about to pop my top.
The forehead.
We're not even there yet in the conversation.
We've spoken off podcast about how you feel about Bucky. I'm sure we'll get to it, but
I'm ready to.
I don't know though. For me this season, I think the biggest thing that I have been running into is just like spiders everywhere. Like, you know, Dehiter, I guess you're one of them running around.
I am like, one of them now.
There's a Spider-Man I feel like in like so many of my games now, and I don't really totally mind it. It's just, it's interesting. I'm like, where did they all come from? I'm like, I'm in mid diamond now. So I'm like, did they all just end up in mid diamond? I don't know. I don't know what's happening.
You know what? I had this Spider-Man was brought up, and I had this section for later, but I'm going to it now because we're talking about Spider-Man, and I'm going to say it. I'm glad Uncle Ben died. I hate that guy. He is in game, like Florida Man said. And I play Human Torch, so.
There it is. And the penny drops. And the penny drops.
Okay, it's not just that, though. It's also because it's like everybody wants. He's like Genji from Overwatch. It's like every weeb or weeaboo, whatever person just flocks to this character, and they're like,
yeah,
I will throw 1,000 games. I don't care. I'm sending it.
I do feel that in general, in my experience, a lot of the Spider-Man players do seem to be the least willing to swap off if Spider-Man's not working. That's the one thing I will say that I've noticed about some of the Spidey players. Not all of them, but like definitely a decent proportion of them.
Namor, Penny Parker. It's like, no, we're fine. We're good. Yeah, we're good here.
And I wonder if that's why they're more prevalent in Diamond and above, because you can kind of mitigate a lot of Spider-Man's weaknesses with very good bans. Like, you ban Namor and Loki, and, like, Dive is just so strong without either of those two in the game.
Have you seen in the bans now people started banning Namor? And it's like, what does that say when someone's playing Namor? It's like, all right, it's a Spider-Man one trick. They finally got their ban through. But I think those, because they buffed up his, I think that cluster buff has been pretty significant with his web cluster.
Yeah.
Like the 2 point, that 0.5 seconds off each one coming into its reload, it's increases uptime so much.
He's
just in the fight. And it's
It also just makes it a little bit more forgiving, because I feel like that's a good buff to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I feel yet about the immortality team up. Like, I don't notice it, I guess, all that much, but. Yeah, he is an interesting character. I don't mind him being good because he's not easy to play. So I think it's fine personally, but it's still annoying as a support.
I don't even see that team up that much because people just don't seem to be playing Venom.
Which they should, because Venom's really good. I wish I knew how to play that character, but
I can teach you right now. It's there's two ways to use Venom, right? It's either climb on a wall and dive in or swing and dive in. Now, climbing on the wall and diving in is what I prefer, because then you are guaranteed to have your swing to get out.
Yeah, I mean, I get the concept. I've just, like, spent 0 minutes on him. So I guess it's more just that I need to actually pick up the keyboard and use him.
All right. What about you? We're talking about Spider-Man off-topically, but what's up, Dehita Work? You've been putting in the time.
I have been, and it is... It's a fun time, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I think everybody should play Spider-Man at least once. If you like to get in and get out, if you like to look at squishies like meals, play Spider-Man. It's also fun when they have another Spider-Man and you guys do the 1v1. Or you just chill in the background while your whole team is fighting. I did that a couple games ago.
They need to add a point emote.
Like, I know, I was literally thinking that. Maybe when that clone, we'll talk about that later, but that new game.
Yeah, I do want them to add like the meme Spider-Man emotes. That would be really funny. Like, they could just sell those for like $1 or $2 each and people would buy them.
Yeah, they really would. I would.
All right, so going back to, because we were wildly off topic, but going back to season 1.5, and we talked about the thing. What are you guys' thoughts on the Human Torch?
I
like it. I think the Human Torch is fun to play too. Not when Spider-Man's there, but besides that, he's a good time.
The community has taken to calling him the Human Vape, which I absolutely love. It's hilarious.
That's funny.
But vaping can kill you, and the Human Torch can't kill anything, so not really the greatest comparison. No, I'm just kidding. He's actually not bad. Sad.
My Human Torch is hard.
Right, I was just going to say, I know you've been putting in work on him, so I know he's actually like a pretty decent character. But I don't see him in very many of my games. Actually, I take that back. As I say that, I just had like a competitive match where we absolutely pub stomped the enemy team, because somehow in the banning phase, nobody banned Storm, and we had a Lord Storm on our team, and I am a Lord Thor player. And our other DPS just went Human Torch because they didn't ban that either. And they did not have a good Storm or Human Torch, and so we just ran over the entire game.
I find that if you have the team up with Storm and Human Torch and the enemy does it, they lost that game. It's like, if you don't
play
the same thing, it's like, you both have to have it, because it's going to be everybody.
It's really strong. It was really strong. So, yeah, he's good. He seems fun.
Yeah, no, I've been enjoying him. I do think he's probably one of the weaker characters in the game right now. Mm-hmm. And it's just it's because he feeds support ults. Because good players can heal, out heal usually what the Human Torch is putting down with like his fields and stuff like that. So like you're just feeding support ults. Support ults are gonna come up really fast. And then his ult is just kind of not that great by itself.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you almost never outside of like the metal ranks get kills with it. But you can use it to like block off retreats
or
block off stuff. So that's what I've been kind of using it for.
Okay. I was gonna ask. Yeah, because it seems like it's a zoning ult, right? So is that how you mostly use it when you play, or
yeah, that's how I mostly use it when I play.
Yeah.
Or if I'm giga tilted, I just send it down mid and start throwing it everywhere.
Really, if you're giga tilted, the title of every stream.
About an hour and a half into my my play time, I don't need to give a damn.
Yeah.
I just start sending it down mid. But yeah, he's fun. I also figured out that like his flame fields, you can place those out beforehand. Mm. Don't connect them, but if you pop your ult, those will turn into tornadoes.
Oh, okay, that's cool. I actually didn't know that. Yeah.
But he's still my favorite just because of his Goomba stomp. Just bah, that's my favorite ability. Just like stomping on hellas and stuff. I love that.
Deserved.
Mm-hmm. All right. Oh, speaking of the Human Torch too, did you guys see that they changed his Lord icon after community outrage?
No.
Yeah, they changed his Lord icon. So his Lord icon is the worst one in the game. So it's his normal head is facing this way. And in his old Lord icon, they just turned his head the other way.
What? Yeah, it was a little bit underwhelming from what I heard. Yeah, I didn't actually even see it, but yeah.
Yeah, I can imagine the guy who had to do that was like, really? They're like, yeah, man, they're saying they don't like it.
People were like, this sucks, and they fixed it. So, you know, I like to see that. Because this is like a quality of life thing, right? Because that's a little badge that says, hey, I put my 20, because that's about what I figure. In my mental math, it's like come out to about 20 hours of game time is when you hit Lord on most characters. So it's like, hey, I put in my 20 hours, you know.
Right.
Give me my little thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah, that was a nice change for sure. Yeah. While we're on that, are there any other Lord icons that you guys think are underwhelming and would like to see changed besides that one?
So I really like Venom's and also don't like it. Because I want like more of his face, I guess, because it's like he's just like screaming with his mouth open, but like I want
you know just want the tongue open. Laying out there.
Like... Yeah, I don't want something. I want something crazy.
Yeah,
but it's not bad, but yeah.
Spider Joe in the set in the chat says Rocket.
Oh wait, I like Rockets. Yeah, he's just cackling. Yeah,
I don't know. I think my favorite one. I mean, as much as it's like, you know, cheap because everybody has it, it's the Winter Soldier one. It does look good. I'll give him that. Hate the Winter Soldier, but it looks good.
I love Doctor Strange's. That one. With the
fingers. Strange's is good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kind of wish Invisible Woman's were like slightly different. I haven't gotten Lord with her yet. She's probably going to be the next support that I get to Lord because I've been playing her a lot. Mm-hmm. But I don't really like the weird, like, the way that her hands are just like right there next to her face. Like it just looks a little bit odd to me.
I think Mr. Fantastics is a little bit underwhelming too. As someone who has it, it's just like
with the exaggerated.
It's fantastic. It could have been better. But all right. So let's talk about the new skins. So since we last recorded, there's been 4 new skins. The first two are the Punk Child and the Punk Hulk.
What do you guys think about this?
Oh, really fire, man. They really don't miss.
Yeah, I don't play either of those characters, but I know the magic one has like really cool sound effects because one of my buddies plays like exclusively magic and he won't stop talking about it. So they look really good. I mean, they've been crushing it with the skin, so it's not surprising.
Yes, I bought both of those. I bought both of those skins.
I bet you did.
I don't even play the Hulk. I play a bit. I dabble with some magic. So that one was justified. I don't play Hawk, but one day I will.
Yeah, I got a little bit of time on him. Not really. Not enough to be good, but that ultimate form when he's in the punk skin, that looks so good. He's like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the only reason I haven't learned Hulk is because I learned Thor first because I really like Thor, and I didn't see the point of learning because they both kind of do similar things in some ways. So I was like, I don't really know why I would learn Thor and Hulk at the same time. So I learned Thor and Strange, I think, is my like main tank that I play. Yeah.
I gave up on tanking. I'm like, what is it?
It's so fun. It's so fun sometimes, especially Thor. Flank when you got a good tank, just beat somebody up in the background.
Spider Joe brings up another good point where the MVP screen for Magic is pretty fire.
Oh yeah, I did see that.
I don't think I've seen that one. I gotta look at it.
The new one, it's pretty sick.
I like the Hulk one too, with like Bruce Banner doing the spray paint on the walls. Like,
yeah,
love it. I love it. Okay, they also added just yesterday. They added the Lingering Will or something like that, Venom skin.
Oh, yeah.
Sentiment. Yeah. Fun fact about that one, as good as that looks, it's like that apparently that's like taken from the, like that's Flash Thompson.
Okay.
Flash Thompson.
Flash Thompson.
Like another symbiote guy. He was like before Eddie Brock.
Okay.
He was the bully, the Spider-Man initially.
Don't take my word on comic lore. I just know that there's two Venoms, Eddie Brock, and then there's like Flash Thompson, and then there's more Venoms coming out. So, and the next skin that they released was the Cloak and Dagger like 1980s gangster skin.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely goated skin.
I haven't checked out. Wait, no, neither of those. They're not legendary skins, so they didn't. No, they still come with an MVP screen. I haven't checked out either of their MVP screens.
Right.
I'm failing at my duties.
The Cloak and Dagger MVP screen it's cool. It's not my favorite of all the new ones. It's probably my least favorite, but it's still really good. Like, that's like the bar is high. So like calling it my least favorite is like, yeah, okay. Like it's like kind of good, but like it's not bad, certainly.
The Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman wedding one. I love that
That's so nice. Cool.
The original skin in like the diamond dress for Luna Snow is still my favorite.
Oh yeah.
Because it's like her coming down the stairs and everybody's taking their pictures and I'm like, that's me. You guys are welcome for the carry.
No.
Look how great I look. Me.
Right. That character is such a Mary Sue. I'm sorry. The favorite child of the devs, clearly. Like, she's this game's Kiriko.
Oh,
like,
my God.
No, she's 100%. The dev created her. Like,
I know.
She's strong. She's the only board support I have. So
she's definitely a powerful character. So makes sense. But
So today technically came out the new clone mode. Have you seen this?
Oh,
I forgot it came out today. Yeah, it came out
I just tried it right before we got on the podcast.
Florida man, what did you think about it?
So it's fun. I mean, like all the arcade modes, it's not the mode that I'm going to like rush to play like over and over again for the most part. Although the Jeff mode I played a bunch of because that was fire. But it's fun. It's okay. It's just like the only two matches that I played in it, it was like just Hella. Like it's like six only Hella, which actually was kind of fun because I've never played any Hella before. So I got to practice the character that I like would probably not have otherwise ever touched, but yeah, it was definitely interesting. Strange is disabled, which I thought was very smart because they must have known that like 12 Strange portals would have like broken the PCs.
I didn't notice that, but I'm glad they did because I was ready. Yeah. I mean, I have a 4080; it probably would live. But...
Well, I was thinking about it too. Actually, I wonder from like the coding perspective if they like even could code it so that they could put that many portals in there, because what I was thinking was like, you know, because the Strange portal is a shared cooldown for the entire team. I don't know if y'all knew this. So like if one person is Strange and then they swap off Strange and someone else swaps to Strange, they like can't use the portal if the other person used it within like whatever the cooldown is. It's like a shared cooldown for the whole team. So I was like wondering, I was like, well, would they really need to ban Strange if like only one of them could portal, but I guess with that many strangers, like the game would freak out and like crash too easily, and so it's just easier to disable strange for that mode.
Can we test this in custom games? I think that would be hilarious. Is there a way to do that?
No, actually, I think custom games have to have the one hero per team rule.
Yeah, still. Probably.
So yeah, I don't know. Worth experimenting though.
I played the three games to get my 90 things for the mini game with the little thing where you know the like the Monopoly board or whatever.
Yeah.
In my first game, it was for people out there that doesn't know how it works. So each team votes on a hero. The hero, it's like the ban system. Every vote has like a percent chance it's selected. So everybody can pick different and you can still have your character selected. But your team's character and then the enemy team gets a character. And that's the only two characters either team can be. So you can be whatever you want out of those two. My first game, I had Iron Man and Thing. So everybody was just Iron Man because what's the Thing going to do against a bunch of Irish? So it was just everybody chest lasering on cooldown. Just it was wild. My second game was Mr. Fantastic in Black Panther. Again, what's a Black Panther gonna do? It was just a bunch of Mr. Fantastic. I owned that lobby, by the way. I was the only Lord Mr. Fantastic in it, and I showed why.
I think you're the only Lord Fantastic I've ever seen.
There's a couple floating around. I haven't seen any. But
we're a rare breed. We're refined gentlemen. We have a more I don't know, developed taste.
No, you're not. You try to take advantage of a character when it came out.
he was plotting for the inevitable
buff. I can't wait. The new buff come, I'm going to be unstoppable.
I put so much work into my evil plan.
Get over the ground.
Very beautiful plan spoiled.
I Netties must listen to us, even though we're not a partner. They're like, we got to stop this monster.
He's unstoppable.
They knew he was just on the cusp of being giga busted. Yeah. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But then my third game was probably the most fun one. It was Magic and Jets.
That's hilarious. That would probably be funny.
I just picture like the Jeff death animations over and over again. Like it's the most like extra thing ever.
It was one of those things that like everybody was pretty good at it. Jeff that was playing, so everybody would all at the same time, and all the Jeffs would try to wait out each other's cooldowns, even though they all have like the 8 seconds to act or whatever. And then, like, the last Jeff wins because everyone's just...
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's great.
Yummy, yummy.
So, I think it's a pretty fun mode. Like, it's silly. But I also think that it can't be played in long bursts.
I think that's okay.
I think if you're done tilting, going to play, that's a
good move.
You'll have fun, but it's definitely not balanced gameplay. It's definitely you could definitely just not have fun based on the picks. Like, imagine if you're forced under like a Spider-Man and I don't know any other character. That's a good Spider-Man. Like, imagine if it's just Spider-Man and Black Panther. Those are the only two characters you've never put time in there. Those are like, oh, that's not fun for you. Especially if there's like a Spider-Man, like a celestial Spider-Man just flying through the lobby and destroying everybody. Yeah.
This could be a lot.
Yeah. But with the new game mode comes a new free skin. It's the Mrs. Barnes Black Widow skin. For all 12 of you out there that play Black Widow, I'm sure you're excited.
There's, I think, been a little bit more Widow players lately than there used to be.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I've seen quite a bit.
Yeah, I definitely saw more now than I have in previous, last season. But yeah, they're still pretty rare in the general. Like, people play a lot more than Widow. Yeah.
I have a funny story about Black Widow in my last week and my adventures and my tilt. And it's... I was playing a game, quick play game, like any other quick play game. Mm-hmm. And I am being bodied by this Black Widow, just not missing a shot. And I'm like, tilted. I'm like, mad. I'm like, Black Widow, man. And she's killing everybody on my team. She doesn't seem to be missing, just gets all these kill streaks. I'm like, Jesus, man, this Black Widow is cheating. 100%. Mm-hmm. Never miss a shot. I called her out in chat. I called out
I called her out.
Bear chat, I called out Black, and I'm like, report this Black Widow, she's cheating. I watched the kill cams. It was unnatural, the aim. And then I'm like, going through the gameplay, I'm like, just like rewatching it, and I'm like, realize she's actually missing some shots. I'm like, oh, she's not missing. So then I look at her profile, and she's in Eternity, almost top 100 Black Widow. And I'm like,
oh, yeah, there you go.
My bad.
Yeah. But like, what are they doing?
Yeah. What are they doing? Why was my GM ass in there? And why was one of my teammates bronze? There was no chance they were making it out of that lobby.
That's wild. Yeah.
So let's talk about the meta a little bit. What do you think are the S tier characters, the best of the best this season, this half season?
I will say Hela. I will say the Thing is pretty good. I think Thor's got a really nice boost. I'm liking Thor a lot. Even more. Strange, of course, always.
Yeah, I definitely agree with Strange. I think that he didn't get hurt as much as people were afraid that he would by the little nerf thing there. I feel like people have... I don't know. I feel like Magneto is still also really good, though.
Yeah, he is really good.
I've noticed so far that in my games, like for Diamond Plus with the bans and everything, like it's not as clear what to ban anymore, which I think means that like a lot more thing, like nothing is like very grossly broken except for Wolverine and like maybe Storm. And even Wolverine is like debatable now because like it's just, it's more just that like Wolverine requires some coordination and reliance on your team to deal with him. And like, as a tank player, like who wants to do that? Because like, if you don't have that, you literally cannot play the game. Like, it's literally impossible for you. Like, if your team just locks, like, I don't know, supports that don't really deal with the Wolverine or like anything else that can effectively deal with them, then it's like for DPS, then you're just kind of stuck. So Wolverine's still very S tier. I think Invisible Woman is really, really slept on. I think she's a really strong supporter. And maybe that's my bias. I've been playing a lot of Invisible Woman and doing some really fun things with that character. But yeah, I don't know. It's hard to say. I did see a really, really good video by, I don't know if you guys have heard of the streamer and content creator Awkward. But he did, you know, a really good tier list about like what his tier list of like characters was. And it was from the perspective of like not what's actually good in the meta, but like which characters have like very high carry potential. And it was really interesting to watch because like Jeff S tier actually, which I thought was like hilarious, but like really very true. Having watched him play like a lot of Jeff, I'm like, oh yeah, this character is like,
See, Awkward does this in every game he plays where he's like, this is how you play. This is obvious, but Awkward's an aim god who is extremely talented at the game, like top 1%. And he, all his viewers then take is like, I gotta just play like Awkward. Then you don't get any heals anymore forever. It's the Awkward effect that happened in Overwatch too.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I think that's very true. I think it is interesting though to think about like, yeah, like if you like play characters like mechanically well, even not mechanically perfectly, like but just have like really good like understanding of where to position and stuff, like which characters like can sort of objectively with their kits carry more than others. And like Psylocke, for example, is another one that he put in like S tier. And I don't know whether Psylocke is like super up there in like the meta right now, because I don't really see Psylocke in like a ton of top 500 games when I watch streamers or whatever. But I would kind of agree that like, you know, two dashes and an invisibility cooldown and like the ability to like burst down squishies pretty quickly. Yeah, that's a strong kit. Like Hela same way, like, you know, like, you know, S tier for sure. Like, you know, two tap squishies, three tap some of them, I guess, like, you know, a stun and then a disengage ability on a pretty short cooldown, you know? Yeah.
I think what's stopping her from being like S tier, like, you know, like completely busted is like Loki just holds her back.
Psylocke, you mean?
Psylocke, because Loki's shift just cancels out her ult. Also, he's a little wily guy, just never gets caught.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, you ban Loki and then there you go. Like, suddenly Psylocke is really, really strong. So,
banning Loki. Yeah. That's wild thought.
Yeah. No, Bam, if you ever run dive, you ban Loki. It's like he's just so annoying to deal with when you're diving.
I know. That shift. Oh my god.
I have written a list of the characters I think are strong.
Yeah, oh boy.
The best characters in the game.
Namor.
Brace yourselves, listeners.
Namor.
Characters dumb easy. Dumb easy. Yeah. I played Namor for my first time in a GM2 game. The counter of Spider-Man, never touched him before. I won that game.
Easiest character I've ever played.
Just like, wait till he comes in, throw down a squid, right click him, he's dead. It's like, oh, look at that. Yeah. All right. Hela busted again. Hela busted again. She can 2-tap squishies from a mile away. She has a stun. Her right click does a massive amount of damage. She lands it.
Yeah.
And her ult is really good. And it's a second life.
Yeah. I think her ult has like a lot of counterplay to it, I will say. Like, but yeah, she's a strong character, objectively, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Very ban worthy. Very ban worthy.
Shield to the face. Yeah, and just stare at each other.
He will keep his spot at the top. The portal, the damage, the utility of the fly mixed with the shield. You can drop him down to 500 HP. He'd still be good because he still has an effective 1300 HP.
Yeah. He's just consistent as the thing with Strange. Like, and I think the other thing with this, with Strange and Magneto too, that I would argue is that like they're good, I think, because a lot of people just understand how to play behind a tank with a shield, and they understand where they're supposed to be on the map in relation to a tank that stands and like plays on a corner and shields. People don't understand as much what to do when there's like a Venom Thor or like a Venom Captain America dive, you know, like the supports don't know, the supports in the DPS, depending on what they're playing, don't know like what they're supposed to do in that team composition. And so it's just a lot harder. So I think because of that, like in ranked where people just are going to play whatever, like it's a lot better to have a Strange. Like I'll be really curious like what the pro meta looks like, you know, when they have people that are coordinated and stuff.
I think Strange just he's very, like you said, he always performs, you know. You can always perform Strange in almost any comp, just any game. He always performs. He has an ult that can win games. He has
the ult
that can win games. He's just a good character.
He's very reliable.
I also think Groot right now is S tier. I mean, Groot struggles into a couple characters. Like if Wolverine somehow makes it through the ban phase, like you can't play Groot.
But yeah.
Groot does so much damage, and now his walls go so far. Like
Groot
hits like a truck. He does. And his ult is the fastest charging tank ult in the game. It's like 2800. That's all. That's it. Like it builds fast. I think Loki is S tier. Can't be killed, has the most versatile ult in the game. He has that shift that can save people. Loki is cracked, and now he has that animal buff. Like it's hard to like, good Lokis are doing better than ever. They're eating good, even with the ult increase. Star-Lord, I think this one people might not agree with. I think Star-Lord is great, and I think Star-Lord's great. Like
I had some Star-Lord carried me in comp. It was wonderful. Thank you.
An amazing DPS.
Keep doing you.
Yeah. If you can aim and you're good at off angles and stuff like that, Star-Lord's great. And his ult.
I think with Adam being better this patch too, like, the team up makes him like really, really good.
And like Star-Lord's ult, like somehow people don't expect it ever, and it always kills three.
I know. Like, guys, he's coming from behind, and he's going to pop you.
Yeah. Never, I think Star-Lord was really good before, too. The problem was that, like, support ultimates were just up too frequently for Star-Lord to do too much before. But now there's, like, a lot more downtime between support ultimates in a lot of the games. And so... And then, like, there's a lot of rocket OTPs this patch, I swear to God. So there's like, they have, but it seems like you're seeing a lot of like rocket plus like one other like main healing support. And so, like, they only have one defensive ultimate. So it's a lot easier for these DPS ultimates to just kill everything. So it's just like, you know, I think good. It just sometimes frustrating because, like, there's not really a ton of counterplay against Star-Lord's ultimate. Like, you just like, hide in a corner and don't play the game for like whatever it is, 8 seconds that it lasts. A long time.
Or support ult it. Yeah. And
Well, that's the thing. It's like, well, if you don't have your support ult, then it's like, well, what do you do? Like, or nothing.
Supports,
you
know, decide they're going to play Rocket and Jeff and then blame.
We'll get into that later. We'll
get into that. Yeah. Okay. Storm, S tier.
Oh, true.
Pumps. And now if there's a Human Torch on our team, it's like even wilder.
So much damage.
Yeah. Katrina.
Storm still ban worthy. And here's the one that the community is most up at arms about. Bucky Barnes.
Yes.
Bucky Barnes. Supports can have it easy this week. I'm coming after Bucky. this mother hecker. This flarking. Let it rip. This flarking. The most overkitted son of a cracker in the game. Let's break it down. You can take anything out of this man's kit, and he'd still be a good character. He gets 40 extra HP every time he has to hit he hits an ability. Doesn't have to hit the ability. Just gets 48 free HP. He reloads his 3-shot magazine every time he uses an ability, which, by the way, hits like a shotgun blast, even though it's a single bullet. Yeah. It's like taking a shotgun blast to the face at 50 yards. his grab grabs multiple people, not just one. He can use the grab and then displace them further with an uppercut, which he can also use to get high ground. And he has a slow that not only slows, but knocks flyers out of the sky. It's like Bucky is the character to play. If I'm losing a game, I'll just play the character that's good into everything. It's Bucky.
Yeah.
Bucky is insane. His ult is also, he has like 8 seconds in between kills with his ults to reuse his ults. That's crazy. That should be like a 3-second window.
Yeah,
I know. I think it's done, and then again, no, Bucky, not again, please,
right, please.
People, he'll be at the spawn just again, and people walk out again. It's like it's over, right? Again,
like, nah, I got it.
Okay. On a roof, just gliding on the roof.
Yeah. Bucky Barnes. Everybody is a lord on Bucky Barnes too. He's the most overplayed, and I hate him.
I want to,
and he's a Nazi. Just say it.
Oh,
bless it.
Oh my God. Yeah, oh, man. Oh, you can't say God. That. The mouse is listening.
I don't remember the lore. I was saying this would be a good question for the Rivals Assemble folks.
Hydra was a Nazi organization for sure.
And yes, we knew that. Yeah.
He was brainwashed
by Hydra. Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think it depends on what point in Bucky's character arc you're referring to.
And this Bucky is from another dimension, right?
I'm saying, people who are trying to defend Bucky from nerfs, think about it. Like you're supporting
Right. Those two things are not equivalent. No.
Cancels.
Oh my goodness.
I'm the one here fighting for the right cause. That's all I
know. We'll do anything to get Bucky nerfed, this man. Yeah, I do think he's strong. I think it's also the effect of he's fun to play, and so a lot of people play him, and a lot of people have, because of that, gotten good at him because they spent a lot of time playing the character. And it's tricky because there's a lot of stuff that I think is a little bit too overtuned with his kit. It's just hard because I'm I feel like if I were the devs, I kind of understand why they haven't done too much with him yet, because it's you don't want to nerf fun completely, right? You got to have things that are fun. Is he any more overkitted than anything else in the game that we've already talked about? A little bit, maybe.
Yeah,
I think maybe only because his kit is maybe just a little bit too easy to hit some of the things. I think for me, the only nerf that I would probably do to him would be slightly less HP per ability that he gets, but make it more consistent. Because if you didn't know, I think some of the abilities give him 55 HP, and some of them give him 35, or that's not consistent numbers. And just make them all the same, and 30 or 40 HP somewhere in that range. and then like reduce the hitbox size of his primary fire so that it's like a little bit more like a bullet instead of like a giant. Like you said, it's pretty large. Like I've played Bucky a few times and I am not a good, like I'm okay at projectile characters, which is what Bucky is, but like I'm not by any means an aim god, and like just it's very easy to just like stand on mid and just like shred tanks and like pump damage, and like it's a little too much. Or maybe an ult charge generation, I don't know, but there's like very little tweaks I think would be all the character needs to be in like a decent spot and not be like completely frustrating to play against.
I think he should have to hit his abilities to get the health, and I think time needs to be reduced in between his ult. Like
that'd be nice. You could play with that for sure. That'd be worth experimenting with.
I think he can even keep his high damage numbers and everything else if they just implement those two things. Because Bucky can just win a duel, miss it. Like he can win a duel against me, missing all his shots just because of the HP. And it's like, oh, I finally landed one. You're dead. Like that's kind of like
Well, so I mean, I think if they reduce the hitbox size of his primary, because that would make it harder to hit, and then it wouldn't matter as much that he, you know, had more chances to do it because it'd be harder to do. But yeah, it's definitely a frustrating character. Like I hate him as a Thor player because like I don't have a shield and I'm just getting like hooked from a million light years away. But like I've learned to deal with Bucky, but it's annoying. You know, it's like he's really annoying. It's like Roadhog from Overwatch, but like on steroids. Like it's
skinny Roadhog.
yeah. It's like Roadhog plus DPS Doomfist for those who know Overwatch. Apparently, like I've never played against DPS Doomfist because I'm an Overwatch 2 baby. But like you know, I've heard
something
the tales. Else, that's enough for me.
Else.
Yeah,
Doomfist.
Your work right now. Have you seen Gladiator before?
Yes.
You're the guy that eats grapes and chooses whether people live or die with your thumbs. Bucky Barnes.
Oh,
okay. Oh. Oh, yeah. That's a thumbs down. Man. That's a thumbs down on me, listener.
Okay, but you're a Spider-Man player now. So, like, of course you hate Bucky Barnes. Let's get the bias out here and rip the open.
Hold on.
Like,
let's hear him out.
Also play four, though.
Right. Namor.
Oh yeah, he's definitely he's too easy and too much value. Like you gotta switch it up. We gotta
more Bucky. They're the problem child. No one wants to admit that they're the problem child. They're out here. They're out there. Devastating cities. They are menace.
If I have to learn all these animation cancels and all these movement abilities on Spider-Man, and you can just set up little squids and click a right click button and just melt me, that's not fair to me. I feel like I don't think that's a skill issue. It's the
hardest counters, right?
Oh my god, man. I'm telling you. And the Luna Snow turret.
Yeah. Oh my
it's
god.
A wrap.
That thing is really strong, I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to kill too. You can shoot it like five times and it's still alive. It's like Jesus.
Right.
What about the F tier characters this season? What are the worst? I'm gonna start with Jeff. He's bad.
I love Jeff. I don't think he's the worst. He's definitely bad, but he's not the worst.
Jeff is bad because most people play Jeff like a heel bot. Like again, it's like the reverse awkward effect. Like, you know, if you're gonna play Jeff, you need to be permaflanking and killing their supports the entire game. Like
being funny.
And if you are slightly off on the timing of that, your team has no heals while you're setting up and then you're trolling the game. But like you can troll the game on any character, just like you can carry the game on any character. So I don't know.
My problem with Jeff's is they keep doing this thing, and I don't know why. They use their ult, they swallow me up. They can't take me off the edge, and they only swallowed me, and they take me off into a different corner of the map. But they're never good at where they place me, so I just pop out and kill them. Or they run away, and I have ult, so I just come in from the off angle they just put me on behind their team and just kill the whole team. It's like, thank you.
There's a little
tech that people, I don't think everybody knows with Jeff. Mm-hmm. Jeff has a little boop. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if you know this. If you're fighting somebody near an edge and you throw a bubble down and you like go under, you'll boop them. You can boop them off the edge. So I'll like bait people on the edge. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so helpless. Yep. Boop. Goodbye.
It is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I definitely think that Jeff is like, he suffers from like the effect of like, you know, to play him well requires actually a lot, despite like how his appearance is of like the cute character that everybody wants to just pick up and heal, you know. But unfortunately, yeah, he's I think one of the more mechanically difficult supports to play, and like timing wise difficult supports to play. Like, so the other way I can always tell if the Jeff is good or not is if I'm like playing Invisible Woman and I have a Jeff on my team. I'm like, if they have the same or more deaths than me, they're terrible. They're throwing my game. Like, it's like you should be immortal on that character almost. Like, if you're not one on Jeff, like, even as much as your team is, like, you're throwing your game. Like, if you're the only other support, like, yeah.
All right. What other F tier characters? What are the worst characters in your all's opinions? Even like the worst, but maybe like the, I don't know, the, you know, the
forgotten. Hawkeye.
Do you think he's still better?
Hawkeye, interesting.
Yeah. I don't think Hawkeye is, I mean, playing Spider-Man, I haven't really had an issue with him. But, like, I don't think Hawkeye is all that, at least in my rank. Once his cooldowns are gone, it's like, okay.
Yeah, I can't
say I feel like it's
Hawkeye in a while.
It's a favorable matchup for you as Spider-Man too, for sure. I think like good Hawkeye can be super oppressive, but like kind of similar to Jeff, there's like, I haven't seen that many like cracked out Hawkeyes running around. So
I think a part of what's keeping him down too is, if you didn't know this, so if Widowmaker and Hawkeye are on the team and Widowmaker pops the team up, which gives her pretty much Hawkeye's ultimate to see the after image, and then she shoots that with her everybody stacked up after images with her all in one shot.
Yeah. It's pretty gross.
So
tip for y'all out there. Play some Black Widow, throw some games.
I don't even know what character I would personally put in like a low tier. I think like for me it's like not so much that these characters are bad, but like I don't want to see them in my game. Like, so far I don't want to see Human Torch in my game because most of the people that play that character are terrible. No offense, you're not one of them, but like there's the bad ones.
I do, and I do think he's one of the worst DPS in the game.
Yeah,
I love playing the bad characters and then blaming everybody else.
Listen, I played Brig in season 2 of Overwatch when it was like hog double sniper, so like and I literally had people like throw my games and like, you know, go AFK just because I was playing that character. So like I understand the desire to play bad characters, but like, yeah, F tier characters for me, I don't even know. Honestly, like, I don't really like Adam either, but again, at the rank that I'm at, like, probably that's just because the Adam players are bad. I don't even know if Adam is bad. So
yeah,
I don't know.
I hate to say it because it breaks my heart, but Mr. Fantastic, F tier, bad character.
He's just
how
the mighty have fallen.
it's a couple things. It's the it's the 2 seconds on his elastic elongation or whatever it's called. That 2 seconds adds up over the course of the game because that's a ability that has 2 stacks, and that means using that, those give you 30 elasticity when you use those abilities. So you're going into your buff state way less. Which also affects your ult charge, because your buff state lets you pierce shields and Doctor Strange is in every game. So you're getting ult way less just because of that. And you're also less survivable because of that. And you're also getting ult even less because it's the insane nerf to the buff from like 2,800 to 3,500 for ult charge. So you're just not ulting. And then when you get your ult, you're still not going to kill with it. It's just like the delays between bounces, people can just heal through that. Mr. Fantastic.
He's got a lot working against him. I think like he can still get value, right? But it's just like, you know, compared to everything else, he's definitely lower on the tiers for sure. I would guess. Yeah.
And after that, I think Florida Man has something ready for and prepared for this pack.
I do have a little one. So this is the doctor's corner, everyone. So, all right. All right. I'm getting my persona here. All right. Hello, rivals. Do you suffer from dying suddenly out of seemingly nowhere? you might suffer from a very well-known and treatable condition of walking into Penny Parker webs. So, fortunately, there are several very safe and effective treatments for this condition. Treatment number one, do not walk into the webs. If you see Penny Parker webs, you might notice that sometimes mines will appear seemingly out of nowhere. This is because the Penny Parker mines are invisible while on the webs. So if you see webs, you can safely assume that a good Penny Parker will have some mines there. So rather than walk over the webs, number one, you can walk around them. Number two, if you cannot walk around them, either yourself or your tank player can briefly walk onto the webs and then off of them, baiting out the mines and causing them to do no damage to anyone. Number three, and my personal favorite, you can shoot the Penny Parker, because Penny Parker will fall over in about 2 seconds if anyone more than one DPS player is looking at her at any single given time and she is not getting healed. So, yeah, tell your friends, tell your loved ones, get yourself some treatment, and do not explode suddenly to Penny Parker mines. Thank you.
That was from a doctor. You guys should listen to that. That's for your health.
Yes. But Doc, I love the webs. They're so pretty, and I can dance in them.
I know they're shiny. I'm a
pretty person in the webs.
I only know one way, and that's sending it straight down Maine.
Yeah, there's web bigger, so be it.
Literally. No, and I say these things, unfortunately, as somebody that, like, you know, probably my second played tank this season has been Penny Parker. So,
I was watching Seagull's Penny Parker run, and like the way he does it, it's like he almost always does it with another tank, but he just takes these crazy off angles and just like teases people to come into his webs. And
I'm coming. Yeah, it's because people hate Penny, and so it's very effective, like, bait, because, like, everyone wants to kill the Penny. Yeah. And so it's, yeah, but that's the trap. That's what we want, you know? I'm sorry I'm spoiling the secret of my fellow Penny enjoyers, but, like...
You know how, as much as I hate Penny Parker, too, like, the feeling you play, the identity, you know what I mean? What's the word I'm looking for, though?
The hero fantasy
really is that of a spider. It's like, come into my webs. Yep. Come to your own doom, and everybody just like walks into it, and they're like, ha ha.
She's very satisfying to play, because like you'll be entertaining to your teammates if you play her well too, because like you'll just get like random mind kills and you'll just hear like giggles from like your teammates in ranked games. So it's like, very fun. Like, my very favorite thing is to like one-shot Doctor Strange's out of spawn when they just like walk forward and I have six mines waiting and they explode.
Dude, you were watching. It was one of my most embarrassing moments. You were watching me on the Human Torch the other day, and we were at Shin Shibuya, and I'm just sitting there and I'm complaining about something to chat, and
I
was complaining so loud I did not hear this Penny Parker set up. I almost always hear her, and she gets a 6k on us, and I'm on the Human Torch
literal flying character. Those are the reasons I keep playing Penny, is it just like I take, and it's very tilting obviously to play against a good Penny, because you feel like you should be able to deal with it so easily, but yeah,
That was in like a ranked game too, I'm pretty sure. It was a ranked game. So that was like a GM2
ranked game.
I've seen like Cringe Alarm, who I watch a lot of, who's like a top tier Penny player. Like the shit that he does. Oops, sorry, Vince. The stuff that he does in like the higher level games is like absolutely insane. Like, and it's like these are like one above all players, and he's just like trolling them with like mines, and they're it's really funny. So, all
right. Yeah. Now we're on to the drama and the community, my favorite section, because it's scrolling through Reddit at work, just finding the nice little bits. So, the first thing I want to talk about, not found on Reddit, is like this is just a personal problem I have, is the ban meta, and I'm air quoting here, and how it's my impressions that playing ranked, people are still like slaves to this idea that the same four characters must be banned every game, which are the Hulk, Storm, Wolverine, and Luna Snow. Just like that has to be the bans every game. And I disagree. I'm like, you can clearly see me on the Human Torch. Maybe we ban Hela. I'm offering the Human Torch. Maybe we ban Hela. Or maybe we ban Bucky this time. But people still have to ban the same things is what I'm seeing.
That's so interesting. Yeah, I you know, you're higher elo than me. I'm only in like very low diamond, but like in the games where I'm in most of my games are banned games now though, fortunately. Yeah. And like it's weird. I feel like people are a lot more flexible in the elo that I'm at. Like everyone bans like different stuff. I mean Wolverine gets banned almost every game. But, like yeah. But like other than that, like most people on our team, like I call it out, like you mentioned earlier about Groot, like, oh yeah, if there's a Wolverine that sneaks through, Groot's unplayable. So if I see I have a Groot, I like am in voice chat immediately and I'm like, we're banning Wolverine, we have a Groot player. Like, and usually that's enough to like, you know, if I like explain briefly like why to pick a ban, like I usually kind of like get people to kind of go along with it. I'm like, yeah, let's please ban the Wolverine for our Groot. Or like, I'll see that we have a Spider-Man, like a Lord icon. I'm like, okay, we ban Namor and or Loki, like, please. And so, yeah, I feel like people are fairly flexible, but it just depends on the lobby.
Yeah. I've noticed the opposite. And I find this like the cringiest of cringe behavior. It just bothers me is that during the ban phase, some people was like, hey, we're banning this character. You should ban this character. Or like, hey, we got this character. I hate that. You shouldn't be collaborating with your enemy. You shouldn't be doing this. Right?
Maybe.
There's a lot of reasons to ban other characters. Like if you do have a Spider-Man, ban the Namor. If you have a Flyer, ban the Hela. Like, what? Come on, people. That's all I'm asking for. Is that you guys don't be held down to what you think are the right bans every game.
Are you tired of Hela squeaking through the ban phase? Is that what's happening?
I hate
Hela
because I play the Human Torch. She just tapped me out of the sky from forever ago. And she's just strong. Hela's carry games all the time.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, if there is a Flyer on my team, I tend to ban Hela for sure. Yeah, it's almost unplayable if there's... Yeah, she's in the game.
And then I swap Mr. Fantastic, and then they swap Bucky, and then I'm banging my head against the wall and punching holes in anything I can. I don't get that bad. I think about it. I'm like, it'd be nice to cause my fists pain. I don't know.
Yeah, that sounds like some teenager stuff.
I've never grown up.
I'll be curious after this half season is done, like what the, like, high elo ban like ban percentages will end up being. Actually, as I said, in my game it's been pretty, other than Wolverine and Storm, which both get banned like a ton, it's pretty mixed. So it'll be interesting to see what people have mostly up on their bans.
I'm just saying, change up your ban stuff though. That's the most interesting part about being above diamond is that every game could be unique. Stop being a basic bitch.
I still want bans in all elos. I really do. Yeah, I still want bans in every elo of competitive play. I think it's like it's just such a good system.
I agree, and I think they'll change it eventually. I don't know. Like Vance always brings up a good point. Like not having bans in the lower elos gives you time to practice some characters that you know will be banned later. Like, you know. Like right now on my unranked account or my low elo account where I'm learning Human Torch, it's like I'm bullying my way through Plat because we can just abuse the Human Torch Storm team up.
That's the thing though, is no pun intended, that is the thing. But that's like, then the problem with that though is that like then you just have a bunch of people that get stuck in high plat low diamond that just like are meta abusers, and like you can't, if something is ever actually like kind of broken, it's like, okay, well they just use that and climb and then they like get to the van tier and then they're just completely useless. And so like I don't know, I like the idea that like, because like think about how busted Scarlet Witch is to bronze players too. You know what I mean? Like, and Cloak, like it's nice to be able to just like get those characters out of your lobbies if you're like a low elo player. Like, make the rest of them have to suffer through aiming, So I don't know. I feel like it's still just a good system to have, I think, for all ELO. I see the idea of practicing, but like, that's what quick play is in theory supposed to be for, even though, yes, we all know quick play is not great practice really, but like, if you just want to learn a character, like, and get their mechanics down, like, it is kind of serving its purpose. So like, I don't know.
All right. Yeah, I do. More than that, what about specifically the behavior where you tell your enemy what you're banning beforehand so they can come on, right?
Like, come on. Yeah. I don't see that too often. I used to do that actually when I very first got to the ban ELO. I would like say like, oh, we're banning this. You know, I wouldn't tell people what to pick, but I would just say we're banning this one so that you don't accidentally like, you know, waste a ban, you know, potentially. But honestly, I stopped doing it not because I don't like it, but because it's just, I'm just lazy. And it's too much effort to like figure it out and then type it in the chat. It's not a very large window of time that you have to pick a ban. So I'd rather just coordinate with my team than like spend time doing that and then have to try and type to the enemy team too.
Fair. So it'll work. I know you don't get the bans.
But, I don't. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Soon, you'll be there soon. I see you up in diamond. You'll be in diamond soon.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah. All right. So there's a little bit of an argument going on Reddit in the last couple of days about Bucky and Namor and whether or not they're healthy for the game or if they need to be nerfed. And I'm just going to say it. It's like Bucky does take some skill, but he's overkitted. We talked about this. And Namor is dumb easy to play to just shut down everybody else. So yes, yes, they deserve to be nerfed or at least a little bit, at least a little bit. Like, make the cooldown for the squids longer.
Yeah.
Simple. Like these things can happen because it's insane. Like, ask anybody that's played Spider-Man. It's Necros, the god Spider-Man, cannot play Spider-Man into Namor.
Yeah. Swamp. You know? Yeah. No, it makes sense. Yeah, I'm not high enough ELO to like comment on like what is actually strong. I think it like definitely is it's perceived that way. And I think that's like probably felt actually even more at lower ELO because like, you know, it's like the back from Overwatch, like the Bastion Genji problem. Like, you know, nothing's more annoying to a, like a Winston player, for example, than like a Bastion player. Like, you know, a good Winston can sure get around it, but like, you know, the matchup is so unfavorable to the Winston that like in lower ELO and people aren't, you know, as, you know, good with their positioning and stuff. It's like they pick that character and like, you know, you actually have to be like a much higher level player on Winston to be able to play into that matchup, which is like not a bad thing. It's how hero shooters are going to work. But like, it's, I don't know the answer, I guess is what I'm saying. It's a frustrating, I think, consequence of like having unique characters that like some are going to be better against others just naturally. And so it's like, what do you do?
See, Florida Man, you're taking this middle path. You're acknowledging both sides. And I respect that. I do. But I'm going to go far right.
No, this
honestly, I'm going far right. It's happening right now.
Watch the hand there,
bud. That leads us into our next topic.
Hey, Vance Helsing from the future again. Conrad goes a little unhinged here. So enjoy the elevator music until we come back to that.
Clear, real... I'm joking. Yeah. I just wanted to talk about bots and quick play badges.
a little too much. There are a lot of bots and quick play badges, though, unfortunately. Like, yeah. Not a lot. Like, it's annoying that bot lobbies exist. I think we talked about it the first episode that I was on the pod, right? I think. Mm-hmm. And so, but yeah, they're still happening. I haven't had one in a while, that I know of, fortunately.
But I've been seeing them all the time, and I think it might be due to my horrible win rate in quick play. But like at first I thought like all those other conspiracy theories I just listed that it was just a conspiracy and you know it was what it is. It was just low skill players. But then I started paying attention. I started listening to the guy on my college campus who's out there with the flat earth signs. I'm like, what does he say?
What does he really mean?
What does he really mean? And like, I don't want to believe that there are bots in quick play, but I have gotten these lobbies where the enemy team are all like level 3 or 4. They don't have any cosmetics on their like nameplates or anything like that. And yeah, they just send it straight down main. And I'm like, there's no way that they put a 5 stack of fresh counts against 3 GM almost celestial players, do they?
When I first started playing Spider-Man, I was like, oh, this sucks. And then I started killing it. I was like, oh, wait a second. These are bots. I was like, are you guys bots? And then I got nothing in chat. I was like, say purple if you're a bot. And just nothing. I was like, no! I'm the bot!
It was me all along. No, you can always tell, too, if you go to your history after the match and like try and look at their profiles, and it'll say, if it's a real person that made their profile private, it'll say so-and-so limited access to their profile. But if it's a bot, it says, like, this profile is restricted. Like, they still exist. I see them less frequently now than I used to. And like you said, Conrad, I don't know what the reason for that is. I think just like you said, maybe it's the bad win rate in quick play. Like, if we stay around 50-50, maybe it's just like, you can keep playing real humans. We think this is the right elo for you.
I just hate the pity. I hate the pity.
Yeah.
It's like that. Here's a, they're like, no.
Low-hanging fruit.
I would rather take 30 L's in a row and just tell everybody. I'd rather take the L's.
I just wonder why it exists. If like, because from my perspective, like, okay, like they have already versus AI as an actual game mode that like is advertised and that you can play. So like, what would the reason be for putting bots in the quick play matches? The only thing I can think of is like to boost like, you know, people staying playing the game because you give them a win basically. But like, nobody, like people are like, most people are like going to be able to pick up that it's a bot lobby, especially now that people have been talking about it. And then like, I don't know, it just feels weird. It's just like, what's the purpose of this? Like, because it doesn't feel good to anybody. You're in a bot lobby, it's like, oh no.
I have my other problems with quick play. I think the matchmaking is too loose in quick play. I feel like they just grab like 5 random people and throw them in a match on each time, or 6 people, but like I hate the and I have problems with that, but I hate the idea of bots. I don't want to play against bots. I'm a competitor, whether I'm not playing in a casual mode or a competitive mode, right? And I hate not facing humans. I hate free wins. Like I don't find challenge in most single player games.
I
play for the story.
And if the matchmaker is working well, it's like you shouldn't need bots, because if you keep losing quick play matches, then in theory, the matchmaker should like lower your matchmaking rating to the point where you're winning about half of your games. And like, that's how it works. But like, I don't know. There's definitely some weirdness happening with like the way that like the matchmaking system is. I don't know what it is or like what the, but like, there's been all this talk about the engagement optimized matchmaking, and like it gets very easy to jump into conspiracy theories with the matchmaker, but definitely like something is weird, you know, a lot of the times. So I don't know what it is, or like, you know, how you would even test it or prove it from like the player side. Like something is wonky sometimes.
I'm still firmly against EOMM holding you guys back from climbing.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Bots are a quick play. For sure. For sure. They're there. And what I also hate is that when I quit bot lobbies, 2 things happen. 1, I get suspended for 5 minutes.
That is dumb too.
For quitting a bot lobby. And then when I queue back up, they send me into another bot lobby. 100%.
You're going to take this bot lobby.
No. Did that actually happen to you? Yes, oh, that sucks.
Twice. So therefore, no, that's horrible. And it happens every time. So
that's horrible. Oh my goodness.
it's a feel bad. It's a feel bad. Like Netties. Please. There's a versus AI mode if people want to do that. Like,
oh no.
Let them go there.
Right. What about Nahida works at he's seen the bots.
Yeah, they're there.
I've seen them too. It's just been a minute. Yeah, I don't think I've seen them this patch yet. Yeah,
maybe, you know, I could be wrong. Maybe we have bots, and this is going to be a rollover into the next topic because everybody's quitting Marvel Rivals, and it's a dead game.
Yes. Oh, are people saying that? Are they coping? What? Where?
The Steam forums.
Those are because the Steam forums are reliable.
Dude, that's the wild, wild west out there. Like, Reddit is relatively moderated compared to the Steam forums.
That's what I mean. It's like a step above like random Twitter posts. Nah.
I think over the course of the last month, like there's been a drop of about 100,000 players or something like that, which I think personally is natural. The game's not new anymore, right? That's the content cycle, especially
with like Overwatch dropping their new perk system. I think people are gonna go over there and try that out at least for a little bit.
Tons of new games like Monster Hunter World is out, or Wilds is out now. There's lots of other things.
I've been hearing a lot about Frogpunk too.
There's just lots of things that people are playing. And so, like, it's going to take a little bit of a hit to the player base, you know, every now and then because of that. But dead game now, absolutely dead not. Game. That's wild. Still wild.
Still not waiting more than 2 seconds per game. So.
Yes, exactly. My queue times are still instant, even for competitive, which is, like, insane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like you guys said, these things come and flow. Come here in a month, because in a month they're going to drop the next season. And that's going to wildly change the game. It's gonna change all the team ups, which is huge. It's gonna readjust stats all over the place because those anchors are being changed and lost and all that jazz. Yep. There's gonna be a new map, 2 new characters. It's gonna be wild.
So that is a wild take. Like, oh my god. The numbers dropped by like whatever, like 100,000 is probably like less than, because weren't there like 2 million at one point, 2 million concurrent players like at the same time?
Yeah.
Like 20 million or something overall, I think total. So like, ain't no way.
I could be wrong about the number. Even if it was larger, say we lost 1 million players, 2 million, 3 million players. Like, it happens.
That's still a small percentage of the player base when there's that many people playing this game. So,
if you guys want to see people that are just wildly unhinged, go on the Steam forums, because they're still yelling about EOMM to the void, by the way. To the void and trolls. That's the only place they're yelling this to. And they're still complaining about that. They're still saying Marvel Rivals is a dead game. They're still complaining. And it's been an obviously smashing success. So
that's like those reviews that are like, oh, overwhelmingly negative, and then you look at their profile and it's like 1,000 hours in the game. You're like, well, what? like you played so much, what do you mean?
Gamers, man, gamers are a wild bunch. I wish you had to have an education to post your opinions on forums, to be honest. Mm-hmm. But we don't. You don't. I suggest everybody out there critically think when you come across these posts that Marvel Rivals is dying, or this, or this, or this, or even the stuff I say. Don't take what I say at word. Don't take Florida Man. Use multiple sources.
I mean, no one should ever take a Florida Man seriously.
But it's a Florida Man MD.
Lend some credibility.
This episode has run long, so I'm going to save a couple of these talking points for the next time. So we're going to call it there for the day. But before I let you go, let's talk about a few things. The Discord, if you haven't joined it, join it. Everybody there is super cool. We want to do game nights starting next week, Saturday. I won't be there because I'll be with my dad and grandpa, but I'm sure Florida Man, Dahita Work, Advance.
We'll be in there. Come clown.
There will be an event posted in the Discord once we settle on when we'll be online. Yeah. But yes. Yeah.
Vote in the Spotify comments about who's the funniest.
For the Dahita Work.
Please leave reviews and comments. We love seeing that, and it helps the algorithm. It'll help us grow. So if you enjoy if you enjoy the podcast, please do that stuff. Email any questions or concerns at themarvelrivalsreview@gmail.com and join and subscribe. Well, you can't subscribe, but follow our new Twitch at twitch.tv/themarvelrivalsreview.
Yes.
And Spider Joe is a comedian, and he asked, "Where's the funny host?" Question mark.
Ah, it's you, Spider Joe. Get on here.
So I'm just gonna go drown in my tears. It's fine.
Or he's talking about Vance. Maybe we lost.
Oh, I see.
Vance, that's
Vance. Gone.
I think he's funny though because he's 5'4". But the heat of
The heat of work. Marvel Rivals review YouTube, or I can't talk. And I'm going to be starting Twitch soon. So yeah, y'all see me on there.
Yeah, awesome.
Florida Man.
Yes, I am Florida Man MD on every social that I exist on, which is not all of them, but lots of them. And yeah, come find me on Discord. I have sort of revamped the Discord, like Conrad mentioned earlier. So I'm really excited to engage with the community there. So come to the Discord server. Mm-hmm. It's lots of fun.
Yeah, and I'm Conrad Gunther. You can always catch me streaming. Not right wing, by the way, left wing stuff. Just to be clear. Conrad Gunther. Please follow everybody here. We had a blast, and UFOs are real.